South Africa. U.S. manufacturing kicked into a higher gear last month, growing at a faster pace as producers race to keep up with demand amid ongoing supply shortages and delays. And Massachusetts Republican Governor Charlie Baker says he will not be running for a third term. Wall Street, the Dow is up 475 points. More details at srnnews.com.
Why are cash-out refinances such a big deal right now? Uncle Ryan tries to teach me something.
I really feel like right now might be a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. I've been doing this for 18 years now, and I've just never seen a market where the rates are so low and values across the country have skyrocketed as much as they have. That combination, I remember one couple in particular, they were looking to do some home improvements at the house, but they were worried about their payments going up. Well, with rates being so low and them building up so much equity in the home over the last few years, we were able to get them the cash out for those home improvements, and their payments actually went down a little bit. Every single situation is different, but it does happen more often than you think, so it definitely does not hurt to call.
We are United Faith Mortgage.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Middle Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to animalistconsumeraccess.org. Corporate Animalist number 1330. Equal housing lender. License in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
Rich Thomas weather brought to you by Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. Great news from Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. Call about a significant pay raise. Call now 855-777-9785. That's 855-777-9785. Wiley Sanders Truck Lines.
Rich Thomas weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Our warming trend, which started on the last day of November, will continue into the first few days of December. Lots of sunshine. Nice day today with a high temperature in the lower 70s. I think we're a little bit warmer Thursday and Friday with highs in the mid-70s, more sunshine. Even Saturday looking good with a high temperature in the low 70s and plenty of sun. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo here with Capital Tractor. Thank you for choosing Capital Tractor for your equipment needs. Thank you for trusting us to help you do the work you do. And thank you for making us one of the largest Kubota dealers in the Southeast. Capital Tractor, Montgomery and Brundage.
For Alabama News Network, I'm David Lamb. A Confederate Heritage Group will fight an Alabama County's lawsuit that could lead to the removal of a rebel monument to nearly all black Tuskegee. Macon County has asked a court to give it the deed to a downtown square where the memorial has stood for 115 years. The city of Montgomery has 1 week to decide whether to pay a fine for breaking state law when they changed the name of Jeff Davis Avenue to Fred Gray Avenue. Attorney General Steve Marshall gave the city a December 8th deadline. Mayor Reed says he will decide on whether to pay the fine or challenge the law in court. And happening today, the city of Montgomery will celebrate Rosa Parks Day, remembering the life of the civil rights pioneer. At 11:30, a new memorial will be unveiled and dedicated outside the Rosa Parks Museum. Parks, who was a seamstress, refused to give up her seat to a white man on a Montgomery City bus on December 1, 1955. For these stories and more, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm David Lamb.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Experience the magic of the holiday season with a cruise down the Alabama River on the Harriet 2, the finest entertainment spot in the river region. Enjoy delicious cuisine and take in the stunning skyline of the capital city. You can dance the night away to live entertainment or sit back and enjoy the sights and sounds with friends and family. The Harriet 2 is the best fun on the river for everyone. Reservations are filling fast, so book your holiday cruise today at funinmontgomery.com.
The holidays are coming. Is your home ready for family and friends? Make your home look great by calling Peaches and Clean. If your carpet hasn't been cleaned in a while, besides the dirt, they can hold odors that are apparent when your guests walk in. If you own one of those high-end area or oriental rugs, Peaches will pick them up, clean them in their own climate-controlled rug room, and return them to you. Peaches and Clean cleans tile and grout as well. If you live in the River Region, Auburn and Opelika, or Lake Martin area, visit us at peachesandclean.com and schedule your cleaning. That's Peaches, the letter N, clean.com.
Hi, I'm Ray Bowles from Primal Carpet. If you're looking for waterproof carpet, hardwood, laminate, vinyl plank, or ceramic tile, call us today for your free measurement.
Prattville Carpet is a family-owned flooring store that prides itself on personal service, quality products, and guaranteed installation. From beautiful hardwood floors to luxurious smart strand carpet, Prattville Carpet has you covered. Call, come by, or online at prattvillecarpet.com.
Prattville Carpet, we're more than just carpet.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for news and views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
To news and views from 9 till noon, 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. Of course, if you missed it yesterday, Jim Cramer of CNBC went on a full-on, let's just have the military force vaccines on everybody.
All right.
And I'm sorry, if this was at the level of polio, we would be behaving differently. This is definitely being milked. All the variants, the selective praising and spotlighting of certain therapeutics and approaches over others, even when there is an actual robust scientific discussion. And there's been a long critique of science in general that why haven't we had the advances everybody was promised when you grew up in the 60s, 70s, and 80s. You thought planes would be faster, cars would be faster, so many things would be better. Some of it, I think, is cultural and what we prioritize, what we emphasize. But some of it is also how we've organized science in this country. And it has become much more an exercise in groupthink than letting true revolutionary minds have independence to experiment and discover the world. Instead, we continue to get science by process and science by groupthink. And to argue and say that, oh, well, the reason we haven't had more advances is because we just don't have enough money, I think is a miserable excuse. And so for Jim Cramer or anybody else to now turn around and say, well, the answer is more political control and overt ways and more subtle nudges, I don't think that's the ticket whatsoever. Apparently, Biden is sending 1,000 National Guard troops to Africa. I suspect, even though I've not read into this, South Africa, because that is where the outbreak has occurred with Omicron. Deploying his Task Force Red Dragon. That sounds Chinese and commie. Actually, no. To provide a security force in support of combined joint task force Horn of Africa. And we got troops everywhere. And here's the deal. The troops will be deployed to unspecified countries. I guess we in the public don't necessarily have the right to know. We just know a little bit. And there's a lot more to get to. Updates on the Epstein trial. Again, more in front of the Supreme Court as we speak. Plenty going on in this crazy, wild world of ours as the Dow continues to recover a little bit, up 1% this morning so far. As promised, I want to go to a clip of Senator John Kennedy. Yesterday, he grilled Chairman of the Federal Reserve, Jerome Powell, and Treasury Secretary, former Chairman of the Federal Reserve, Janet Yellen, about how they're handling inflation, how they might handle not only inflation, but also the ever-increasing debt load. We're over 100% to GDP. So let's give up the floor to Senator Kennedy, who begins his questioning.
Madam Secretary, welcome.
Mr. Chairman, welcome. Congratulations. Mr. Chairman, I want to start with you. I realize that no one is clairvoyant, but I think it's fair to say that the experts who have been advising you about the future rate of inflation have pretty much the same credibility as those late night psychic hotlines you see on TV. Is the Fed considering increasing the pace of its tapering? We've got to get control of inflation. It's ravaging our people.
So I think what we missed about inflation was we didn't predict the supply side problems, and those are highly unusual and very difficult, very nonlinear, and it's really hard to predict those things. But that's really what we missed, and that's why all of the professional forecasters had much lower inflation projections. You ask about the taper, and so yes, as I mentioned earlier, since the last meeting, we've seen basically elevated inflation pressures. We've seen very strong labor market data without any improvement in labor supply. And we've seen strong spending data too. So, and remembering that every dollar of asset purchases does increase accommodation, we now look at an economy that's very strong and inflationary pressures that are high. And that means it's appropriate, I think, for us to discuss at our next meeting, which is in a couple of weeks, whether it will be appropriate to wrap up our purchases a few months earlier, as I mentioned.
All right. But
in those 2 weeks, we're going to get more data and we're going to learn more about the new variant.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
I want to pause it there and kind of translate that crap. Now, Jerome Powell is very much a smart man, but what I took from it is essentially that, well, we couldn't predict the inflation, and not because of all this money we continue to create and accommodate, pump all this cash we are pumping into the economy or into the bank accounts of so many, let's say, corporations or banking firms themselves. It's because of the supply shocks. Along with high demand, people are bidding up prices while trying to buy things up, and yet there's also a labor shortage at the same time. Not enough people working. I think the Fed, we're going to find, and people like Jerome Powell, are in between a rock and a hard place. They've painted themselves into a corner. And this inflation that they have wrought upon the world, sometimes it shows up in CPI, sometimes it shows up elsewhere. Well, the bill and the hype is going to come due. We'll see. 272-9228. Let's continue on with John Kennedy here.
Madam Secretary, you and I don't agree on everything, but I have great respect for your intellect and your experience. And I understand you have a job to do, but I would be remiss if I didn't point out that in my opinion, there is no fair-minded person in the Milky Way who believes the infrastructure bill and the Build Back Better bill are not going to require the American people to incur substantial debt. Now, here's my question. And I'm looking for a number. How much, in the Biden administration's opinion, is too much debt? At what point, as you incur debt, will the Biden administration say, okay, that's it? We can't borrow any more, or it's going to hurt the American people.
Well, first of all, I want to say that I disagree with your assessment of Build Back Better. It is fully paid for, or even more than fully paid for, and CBO just completed a comprehensive review of it in which they found essentially the same thing. And I believe it was important that it be fully paid for.
This is nonsense.
Now, I think no single metric is appropriate for evaluating whether or not the level of debt in an economy is reasonable and sustainable. And we're accustomed to looking at debt to GDP ratios and using those kind of metrics and looking around the world, many economists have found that debt to GDP ratios of 100 or more tend to be associated with significant problems.
Are we at 100 and more?
We are, yeah. But we are in very different times, and that's why it's important to recognize there's no single metric that's right. And especially in a world of very low interest rates, it's appropriate to look at the burden of that debt on society, which is better measured by the real interest burden of the debt. And that is exceptionally low, negative currently, but projected as interest rates normalize to rise to
a moral run out of time. Let me ask you this, Madam Chair, quickly. You gave a great speech back in September of 2019. It was actually an interview, and I ordered a copy at the time. And I'm trying to find my copy here. You said, this is what you said. I'm going to quote. I thought this was such a wise statement. You said, the former Fed chair said she is not worried about the debt to gross domestic product ratio in the United States right now, but added, and I quote, I'm worried about the trajectory of where it's going. It's not stable. We're not living within our means right now. Debt's going to escalate, and that's going to create problems down the road. But then most important is the demographic wave that lies ahead of us is going to essentially, over the next 30 years, double spending on three programs, Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid, is the share of GDP. And the increases, both because of the aging population and on the healthcare side, medical expenses, those things put us on a trajectory of a completely sustainable budget path. Now, that was when the debt was $17 trillion. It's $29 trillion. You're going to add trillions more through the Build Back Better. Why is that not true today?
Well, I want to repeat again, Build Back Better is fully paid for and will not add to the debt or to deficits. Right. In fact,
you and I just don't agree
reduce
on that.
And we don't agree on that. Why am I playing this? Because it continues year after year. Democrats, like we're hearing from Janet Yellen, or nominally, technically, Jerome Powell, head of the Federal Reserve, is a Republican appointed initially by Donald John Trump. But it's Democrats and Republicans year after year. They might occasionally, when it seems like the folks back home are worried about it, talk a good game about, hey, this debt is not sustainable. But when they get in power, they come up with all sorts of theories that, oh, we've worked this out. We'll just keep interest rates really low. And so we can have all these ridiculous debts, but we don't have to service them too much. It doesn't cost us too much to keep accruing these debts. Well, I'm telling you what, if inflation starts to get out of control and continues apace, and it's not just, oh, our supply chain's messed up and not enough people are working, too many people are buying things. Instead, it is, in fact, that they have created too much money out of thin air. And interest rates are going to have to rise. This is why Jerome Powell told Senator Kennedy, well, we might taper faster. Less accommodation, less easy money is the way I hear it. The last time I believe the United States was over 100% debt to GDP ratio, 100% debt to GDP ratio, that this is how big our economy is, and here compared to the debt is the ratio. Last time it was over 100% that we have a bigger debt than we have a GDP was at the end of World War II. At the end of World War II, we were victorious. At the end of World War II, manufacturing-wise, in terms of jobs, what we could do for the world. We were pretty much the only game in town. We rebuilt Europe, rebuilt Japan, helped build up much of the Asia Pacific, took over many of the responsibilities of the old British Empire in the Middle East. We were, kicking ass. And we had the youth and the people ready to go to build the American century. But unless these folks in power, and they're both Democrats and Republicans, wake up as we sit here, not as a victorious nation after a war that defined world history, but instead sit here as a weakened nation after a pandemic we still don't know the exact origins from and can't get our story straight. As our population ages and everything that the government has promised to people over their lifetimes becomes more expensive, being squeezed more and more. And either of these folks are so smart that, oh, we know how to get out of it. Or they don't have the spine or the backbone to tell you the truth, that we have to get our house in order. And that promising everything under the sun, everything's going to be all right, is not the answer. The American people are going to have to make tough decisions and send people to Washington, D.C., as well as in their state house, at their governor's chair, and their respective cities that are ready to make tough decisions, get us on a better footing, and then we can create the future on a sound plan. But I don't see it right now. Instead, and this might be what's going on, I see a bunch of people promising everything under the sun. Heck, even the moon and Mars. And while they make those promises, it makes you more dependent on them. And when things get worse, well, who do you turn to? Well, you turn to them. Doesn't have to be this way. But dadgummit, we're in a tough spot. I'm very hopeful because there are great things happening. These old corrupt institutions are faltering. Just not being changed for the better fast enough. Not to my liking, at least. And it's going to take very tough conversations with grandparents and parents and children, people just starting families, first buying homes, or people who have built their wealth, paid into Social Security, invested in their retirement for years and years. It's going to take everybody of all the generations sitting at that kitchen table having tough conversations with one another. This can't just be a conversation in the halls of Congress or on talk radio or on TV. It's time for everybody to start to think this through the best we can and to find the leaders, and we do need leadership, that can lead us in the right direction instead of giving us false promises that only really deliver us into their arms but don't deliver the actual promise. 272-9228. 272-9228. This part of the program brought to you by XI Repair. Talk about a great entrepreneur, Jonathan Strange. He started up XI Repair when he was in high school. Taught himself how to fix his own phone, fix his friends' smartphones, fix electronics across the board. And that skill grew into a business. He now has two locations here in the Montgomery area. Brand new location on Perry Hill Road, right near the radio station. You can see it from Perry Hill Road, and that same shopping center is Fresh Market and Adams Drugs. And if you have a cracked screen, maybe you have water damage on your phone, could be you dropped it in the toilet or something, or somebody ran it over with a car or even shot it, they can fix it for you. Maybe you have old data that you'd like to recover off an old hard drive, or maybe somebody, like an ex-wife, tried to destroy that data. Well, they can recover that for you. They can also sell you brand new smartphones at discounted rates, build you a brand new, say, gaming computer. They can really do it all. They're at XI Repair, and what's great about them is they're a no-fix, no-fee shop. So if they can't fix it, they're not going to charge you. They're very straight up. They've helped a lot of our listeners, too many to count at this point. and you could be the next person helped by XI Repair. They often will fix your problem in under 30 minutes. So check them out today at xirepair.com, the letter X, the letter I, repair.com, or give them a call at 777-1234. 777-1234. Again, that's XI Repair, great sponsor here of News and Views from 9 till noon. Let's see who's on line one here before the break. News and Views, you're on there. Who's this?
Hi, Joey, it's Bill.
Hey, Bill, how you doing?
I'm good. I just got back into town late last night. But I was listening to you and Senator Kennedy talking, and, you know, everything he said is something that Joe Biden has created. We didn't have a shortage when Donald Trump was president. We did have COVID, but not till the third year of his presidency. So I just got back from California. And while I was there, we went to the aquarium in Long Beach. Part of the reason I wanted to go to Long Beach was I wanted to see how many ships they were unloading at the docks Long Beach. I was there 3.5 hours. I never saw a crane pick up a container. I'm kind of the same way. I'm speechless.
Wait, here's where I'm coming from, Bill. I would say Donald Trump's biggest mistake was putting Mike Pence in charge of that task force for COVID. Because, number one, Pence was too close to the Oval Office being vice president. Thus, it was a very political thing. They should have picked somebody who was ultra competent, maybe in uniform, that you couldn't attack too much politically. That's number one. And the recommendation that Pence and team came up with, this 2 weeks to slow the spread and to suggest to states all over this lovely country of ours to lock down, they never should have done it. Now, that's Monday morning quarterbacking. And so I'm not saying, oh, these bastards, they should have known. But when you look back in hindsight, they never should have gone down that road, because what's come out of that is this lockdown regime continues. And in states, especially very deep blue states that are unfortunately economic centers like New York and California, where you just were, you see these shortages and supply shocks. Now, I don't want to let them off the hook, by the way, at the Fed and in U.S. Treasury, that this is all just supply shocks and shortages that cause the inflation. I don't think you can print $6 trillion and do all sorts of extraordinary measures that they're just now talking about tapering and have no consequences. And I think we're seeing the consequences of it.
Well, you know, there's nothing has happened that we can't recover from.
Sure.
But do you have faith in the people that are in charge now?
No.
To direct the recovery?
No. And Biden's made the lockdown regime worse. I think the go-to idea for them is to spend more money, to have the government use the crisis to do things they've wanted to do for decades.
And I think that's where the biggest part of America is they don't see hope in the future. I mean, we've got hundreds of ships sitting off the coast that have got stuff we need, and we can't get them unloaded.
Right.
You know, I think it's time that the federal government nationalized parts of California's government and get some things done. And I think if we had a good leader, I think that would happen. But what we've got is somebody that is not going to let a crisis go to waste and is going to try to make hay out of this. And it's just... it's ridiculous.
No, I think their plan is to nationalize. I think they want to break the leg so they provide the crutch. I think the actual solution is remove the restrictions and let these private supply chains get back online in many ways. And then there are other big things you can do that might require decoupling, say, from China. that would have more government involvement in the short term. But I would not want to take over, the port of Long Beach and have the federal government run it.
Well, not the federal government, but have the military, in and do it. I think that would be a better option than what we got now, because let's face it, the governor out there has no motivation to do it. He's letting the crisis build. He's not trying to curb it.
Well, we'll see, especially with the Omicron and all the latest scare tactics. It's just absurd. But I appreciate it, Bill.
Have a good day.
272-9228. I'm flying solo because Eddie had to leave early. Of course, on my birthday, he has to leave. He had a good excuse, but of course. No, actually, it's been a great day. More news and views from 9 till noon when we come back.
Joey Clark.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. Unless you've been living under a rock, then you know that mortgage rates are low. But did you know that mortgage rates have fallen to their lowest level since 1971? That's 50 years ago. So there's no wonder why you are getting bombarded with mortgage offers. Churchill said it best, a good speech should be like a woman's skirt, long enough to cover the subject and short enough to create interest. That's exactly what other mortgage companies do. They advertise a rate, a teaser, if you will. The advertised rate piques your interest, so you give them a call. You ask questions, only to find the advertised rate is not available to you, or there's a hefty cost for you to get that rate. Unfortunately, this is very common in the mortgage industry. When calling on Alabama Home Mortgage, you don't have to hope you're getting the best rate. You will know you're getting the best rate at the lowest cost to you. Call Alabama Home Mortgage, the number one mortgage lender in Alabama, today at 567-4223, or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS 1586368, Equal Housing Lender.
Tis the season to be sailing, and that's just what the whole crew from the Health and Wealth Show is going to do. On Saturday, December 18th, we'll all meet dockside at the Harriet 2. We'll start boarding at 2 and depart at 2:30. Elvis will be there. Santa Claus is going to be there. This Christmas extravaganza is coming down your chimney on Saturday, December 18th, so mark your calendars. And if you need more information, you can call David Ernest at 334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839. Now, I know what you're thinking, and yes, this is my real hair. The other thing you're thinking is, how much does all this cost? Well, what do you think it'll cost? A boat ride on the Harriet 2? Santa Claus? Elvis? Food from Chappie's Deli? Well, here's my old buddy Broadway Joe to tell you how much it costs.
It's free!
So come see us Saturday, December 18th, 2 o'clock in the afternoon, right there on the Harriet 2, because 'tis the season to be sailing. Sponsored by Ernest Financial, LLC.
Switching season is here at WOW. Get Internet 100 for just $19.99 a month at wowway.com and get your first month free. Plus, learn how to get up to $300 on us.
WOW.
Limited to new customers with auto pay and paperless billing. Offer subject to change. Restrictions and terms apply.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing. 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. Again, 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. Now, there are some who are watching the oral arguments before the Supreme Court today on the abortion question, in particular Mississippi's abortion ban from 2018. Essentially, it put a ban on most abortions after 15 weeks of pregnancy. And according to those who were actually in the courtroom covering the oral debates, it was a nearly two-hour debate, pretty lively. The justices were going over the potential impact of overturning Roe, both on people who are seeking an abortion now, as well as how a heavily divided nation might perceive if, you know, the fact if Roe v. Wade was overturned. Now, often justices in these oral arguments are just that, asking questions. These are smart cookies up there on the Supreme Court for good reason, and so they're trying to game out all the different ramifications and push the lawyers presenting their arguments in different directions to understand where they're coming from. Now, Brett Kavanaugh, y'all remember Brett Kavanaugh, right? It's remarkable. He was literally accused of being a gang rapist. That's what you get in the folks currently running the media and the Democratic Party these days. But he's actually, as I predicted, as somebody like Judge Andrew Napolitano predicted, he's actually more in the middle of the road. He is not a small government conservative, I wouldn't say by any means. He reached into history during these oral arguments to run through a long list of decisions in which the high court had overturned former precedents. For instance, the Supreme Court has, as we remember, nullified school segregation. And in 2015, the Obergefell case legalized same-sex marriages across the nation. Here's what Kavanaugh had to say, quote, "If we think that the prior precedents are seriously wrong, if that, why then doesn't the history of this court's practice with respect to those cases tell us that the right answer is actually a return to the position of neutrality? Why should this court be the arbiter rather than Congress?" It's an interesting question. And just to be clear, I believe the ramifications of overturning Roe v. Wade would be that it would throw the issue back to the states or to the Congress. Congress could try to pass a law that allowed and made abortion legal in codified law to a certain level, with certain standards, or states could have that prerogative. We'll see. Of course, in places like Alabama, where we live and reside, and Mississippi and Texas and much of the deep red South and also red states across the country, there are pretty much as many restrictions as you can get on the abortion service and practices. But in places like, say, California and New York State, it's much more open. The court essentially has set a bare minimum that you can't restrict it to this level, but you can allow it as much as you want, for the most part. I wouldn't read too much into the oral arguments. There are a lot of folks reading the tea leaves here, reading the history of all these justices on the court. Really, we're waiting to see. And there won't be a decision, I suppose, for months. But this could be a massive, massive change in American political life. History being made today as these oral arguments commence in front of the Supreme Court. I would recommend Matt Clark. He's associated with 1819 News, but also other entities here in the state. I'm pulling up now to know exactly what Matt's role is, because he's been on these airwaves before. Matt Clark is the president of the Alabama Center for Law and Liberty. That, of course, is a conservative nonprofit law firm that fights for limited government, free markets, and strong families in the courts. So we'll see if Matt, I would encourage you to read his piece today on 1819 News. I think a very formed legal opinion here. And he's really reading into what are the beliefs of the Supreme Court justices. And, oh my goodness, folks, Aphrodite herself just walked in. I thought she was going to be looking at me from a screen.
Someone left the birthday boy alone. That's not acceptable.
Well, he had things to do. You've had this Matt Clark fellow on, right?
I have.
Yeah, he was writing up today about what the Supreme Court might decide. And folks, go to 1819news.com. And check out his opinion piece. It's just simply titled, Matt Clark, What to Expect from the Supreme Court Today. Well done, well written. But I'll say this, and I say it with all due respect to Matt. I don't think anybody knows. I don't say too much about these oral arguments because you always will get a surprise, especially with somebody like a Brett Kavanaugh. We shall see. Got to hit this break. More news and views from 9 till noon when we come back.
News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Do you need cash? How about an equity loan on your home, mobile home, land, or even automobile? Mortgage Corporation of the South. We've been serving Central Alabama for well over 25 years, and we've helped folks cash in on the equity in their homes, mobile homes, land, and automobiles. The cash can be used for anything you want. And the great thing, your credit does not have to be perfect in order to be approved. That's right. If you've had a prior bankruptcy or slow payments, if you have equity in your home, that is your equity. You've built it up. You've paid for it, and it's yours. You can get it. So get the cash you need, use the money for whatever you want. Now, let's shift gears for a second. If you have perfect credit, we have some of the lowest rates that you'll find anywhere for refinances and home purchases. And the best thing, we offer 1 hour loan approvals. That's right, 1 hour loan approvals. Call us at 567-9000, 567-9000, or mcsloans.com.
Make your next move, your best move, call MCS.
MLS 232876, Equal Housing Lender.
Central Alabama weather is unlike any other. That's why you need Jones Brothers. Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers for over 70 years for all roofing needs. Whether the weather left you with a single repair or it's time for a new roof, Jones Brothers will make sure the work is done right and you have a roof you'll love for years to come. Wanting to change your existing shingle roof to a beautiful, durable metal roof? Jones Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Hey, it's Joey. Four Healthy Pets, located on the Atlanta Highway, is the River Region's only locally owned pet store. When going into those big box stores, you really just don't know what to trust. Whether you have a cat or dog, Four Healthy Pets only stock the best, most healthy selections for your pets. And by the way, if you don't see what you're looking for, they can special order products for you. You can check out their inventory online at 4HealthyPetsOnline.com. Located in the Village East Shopping Center on the Atlanta Highway, 4 Healthy Pets for your healthy pets. This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Victory Land.
The Victory Land Casino 7 days of giveaways is going on right now. We're giving away $250,000. Drawings throughout December. The more you visit, the more chances you have to win.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Our warming trend, which started on the last day of November, will continue into the first few days of December. Lots of sunshine. Nice day today with a high temperature in the lower 70s. I think we're a little bit warmer Thursday and Friday with highs in the mid-70s, more sunshine. Even Saturday looking good with a high temperature in the low 70s and plenty of sun. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
We're redesigning financial freedom at CBNS Bank. Make purchases at participating stores and restaurants using your CBNS Bank debit card through your mobile device with Mobile Wallet. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Joey Clark.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. 272-9228. And April Marie Fogel has joined the studio early. She's trying to fix up her headphones, though. Given the pout on her face, it appears things are not working technically.
I got it. I can hear you from both in front of me and with the headphones. Now I miss being in studio.
Likewise, I miss you being here.
Not
I get lonely.
Recording from my haphazard makeshift studios around my house wasn't working for me, but I did in fact hit myself in the head with the mic yesterday, and I thought, okay, this is a sign from God. Like the sky is falling, I should be at the studio.
Now, did you? This is a weird shift, but have you been following this Epstein trial in detail?
I have not. I actually have had very little time for it. Catch me up.
Well, and I'm now just looking into what happened yesterday, and we were covering some of it live, but essentially we've had the pilot testify.
Oh, I did know that.
And he named a lot of different names. One of the victims testified, stuff I really am not going to repeat here on FCC airwaves. But let's just say when you engage in that activity with a 14-year-old.
There's a special place in Hades for you?
Yeah, there's a reason it's called rape. And sexual assault.
Yeah.
Pretty bad stuff. And one wrinkle that is quite interesting, and by the way, the defense is arguing that the prosecution's using Epstein, who we all admit is a villain. You're using all his sins to push them onto Ghislaine Maxwell, who's really a victim here. And don't let the prosecution get away with sexism. That's where they're going with this argument. But there was another woman named Sarah Kellen. And Sarah Kellen is significant because she allegedly had the same type of role as Ghislaine Maxwell, and yet she has not been indicted. She had the same role in grooming and abusing young girls, kind of roping them into this pyramid scheme. But for whatever reason, she remains free. For instance, she was one of the co-conspirators listed in Epstein's sweetheart non-prosecution agreement when he was accused and shown to be a sexual abuser and a predator.
In Florida. That was the wild deal he got there.
So it's interesting. Is the prosecution going to call her? Or the defense going to call this woman who has not been charged in any way? It makes you wonder what sort of deals have been made in the background. And often there is a profile with a lot of these victims. They're often very young women, a lot of them from rough backgrounds. So when somebody offers you, here, come to my mansion and plane rides, and I'll buy you anything you ever wanted.
That's a lot of the human trafficking victims. They're not going after, emotionally whole, stable family individuals most of the time, because the parents are there to protect, even in those early teen years.
And getting ahead of the defense line of questioning, the government asked the victim they were interviewing on the stand about her payment from the Epstein Victims Compensation Fund. The victim said she received about $2.9
million. Wow.
Yeah. On cross-examination, Ghislaine Maxwell's attorney obtained an admission from the victim that she didn't report the abuse for approximately 20 years. Well, several million and probably other threats that didn't need to be said will shut a person up for a while. That's what makes this so insidious. By the way, I shared on my Book of Faces page, do you remember the Bill Clinton in a blue dress portrait that was hanging in Epstein's house?
I do.
And then do you remember the other one with George W.
Creepy,
Bush?
By the way. I don't remember the Bush one, I remember the very creepy Clinton
one. Pull up the Bush one. It's Bush with paper airplanes, folks, in the Oval Office in front of the Resolute Desk with Jenga towers that have been knocked over like he's like a kid pantomiming 9/11. Yeah. Well, here's the deal with these photos or these pictures or paintings. These paintings were done by a young, I think, Columbia art student.
Okay.
And so this was not commissioned by Epstein. And she came up with it because they give them freewheeling as sort of paintings that, what was the big conspiracy to BLW? He was in on 9/11.
He was in on 9/11.
And then, of course, the whole Monica Lewinsky
affair
with Clinton. Yeah. And I think you've got to wonder, not why did this person paint it, because she's told her story and she's Australian, had just come to the States. I don't think she has a big axe to grind either way. It's more like, why did Epstein buy them? And I think, this is just my speculation, Epstein looked at paintings like this. Clinton in the blue dress is really disturbing. If you look up online, by the way, you can see the actual photograph of the model who sat and did that. Wore a blue dress with heels, a man did. And she used that actual person and then superimposed Bill Clinton on the face and whatever the artist did.
Well,
but I think Epstein bought these because he knows where the actual bodies are buried. He knows the actual dirt. So when he sees these paintings, he probably chuckles and thinks, oh, look at what the everyday people think of our, I know the real details on these people.
No, it's definitely a power play. It yeah. is a, you know, to those outside my orbit, these guys have power. I'll show you what real power looks like.
Right. And I swear, the way the a lot of the corporate media has dealt with this issue of Epstein, not just this trial, and there are basic questions that a lot of smart people have asked. Like, was he an intelligence asset? Well, nobody wants to talk about that. Now, we're splaying out all sorts of top secret, uber sensitive information in the pages of the New York Times and Washington Post when it's convenient. But on an issue that some people don't want to talk about, well, it just doesn't get talked about. And it's something I chatted about with my guest earlier today, Arthur Herman. It's like, okay, and let's just, you and I sitting here for a second, April Marie, go through it. I mean, you have the Russia thing where, and I hate to keep bringing it up, but I now mean it as like, I genuinely think Jeff Sessions got screwed. He could have, I think, fought back, but with rumor and innuendo, they made him shut up and recuse himself on this top hoax, essentially. And they also take out General Flynn. Intelligence information, spying information, handed to our top newspapers with rumor and innuendo. You take out an incoming attorney general, an incoming national security advisor to take down a sitting newly elected president.
It's very, did you ever watch the show Scandal?
No, so I know of it.
It was horrible the last couple seasons, just to be clear. But the early seasons were essentially that there was a deep state entity that could and would control behind the scenes right. like that. And so, and it was fiction, but it's fiction in a way where they're like, that's believable fiction.
But let's move on from Russia, Russia, Russia. Let's go to, for instance, COVID and the origins of the COVID-19 virus. Because of leaked emails, we know Dr. Fauci was worried about the funding to the Wuhan Institute of Virology, and also beyond just their funding, everything that was going on in that part of the world in terms of this gain-of-function research and other types of research. And he was asking questions in early January of 2020. And yet, for a year, and proffered by Fauci, echoed by Fauci and others, we're told this was clearly a natural origin story.
There was a lot of things that we only know because documents that were never thought to see the light of day did.
Right.
These people really believed themselves to be above the rest of us peons.
And so there are all sorts of top scientists in governments around the world with massive budgets who are going to their colleagues in the press, and I'm not necessarily ascribing malice or ill will to people in the press, but who do you go to? Do you go to your aunt in Kansas, or do you talk to the top virologist, you know, if you're a reporter?
Right.
You talk to the virologist. But for whatever reason, this group think comes in and says, you know what, it wasn't a lab leak. We're not even going to entertain that. And it took a year to upset that story. Recently, James O'Keefe has his offices raided, has his home raided. His privileged communications, James O'Keefe of Project Veritas, his privileged communications with his lawyers are taken by the FBI in a siege for something that really seems like a setup. A judge says, you shouldn't have taken that. Give that back to James. Give that back to O'Keefe. Before they do,
it's leaked.
It's leaked to the New York Times, whom Project Veritas is successfully suing in a defamation case. That case continues. How about the Tucker Carlson one?
No,
this year?
That one and the Project Veritas one, that was so obvious.
Yeah.
There was no other source of that information except the feds, who shouldn't have had it in the first place.
Right.
That one is eye-popping, startling, wow.
Well, and how about the one that happened with Tucker Carlson and the NSA? Now, I don't think it's ridiculous to suggest that anytime any American tries to talk to the Kremlin, the NSA is going to pick up that communication. I expect the NSA to do that.
That's fair.
But what I don't expect is the NSA to start leaking that material out to the press. And if you remember, folks, Tucker got wind of this stuff has been leaked to us. So he got in front of the story and said, I was trying to set up an interview with Putin. But they were going to use that sensitive information with the awesome surveillance powers of the national security state to try to ruin one of the top voices and one of the only voices that I think is somewhat unique in corporate media. So it just is a continual pattern. What I brought up with Arthur Herman is, you, of course, I'm sure April Marie referred to the term McCarthyism and the Red Scare of the 50s, or Watergate was such a big deal and all this stuff. Like, we grew up, you know, watching and knowing these stories. And it makes me want to go back and go, all right, I don't think McCarthy was necessarily a good guy or Nixon was a good guy, but I also don't trust the idea that these Edward R. Murrow or Bernstein and Woodward and everybody else were these great heroes. I don't buy it one bit. Because we're now starting to see how the sausage is made.
How it all works.
And good news is, I opened up the show this way. Combined five different shows like The View, Tucker Carlson, Jimmy Kimmel, yada, yada, yada. They don't add up. Their total together average episode viewership doesn't add up to one episode of Joe Rogan. And Rogan's just one example.
Yeah. People are starting to pay attention to those who are talking about what's going on behind the scenes.
And what's going to happen now is the money.
With great power comes great responsibility. Sure. Those guys need to keep their.
Oh, sure. And what's going to happen is the money is going to start to follow those folks more. The political folks who really want to be creative on how to run a campaign aren't going to talk to CNN or Fox. They're going to go to all these great podcasts mm-hmm. and have open, interesting conversations on issues. And then the last thing to fall, and this is what I'm waiting for, is the prestige will fall. When will people realize that these institutions, like all the news that's fit to print with the New York Times or NBC or ABC, CBS, Walter Cronkite, they're not what they used to be. And stop treating them like they used to be. They cannot rest on the accomplishments of their forefathers anymore. The prestige isn't there. The shine is gone. We'll see. Mm-hmm. But I think it's a reason for hope that if we can take this changing world as an opportunity instead of just go, oh, it's not fair. If you look, we got tools and abilities to beat back these enemies like never before. So stay tuned. One last break here. It's short. And then we'll start up Straight Talk with April Murray after this.
Or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Do you have a cell phone or tablet that isn't charging, dying fast, or maybe the screen is damaged? Don't get suckered into buying a new one. XI Repair can fix your current device same day and in under 30 minutes. Their certified technicians fix and recover data from thousands of cell phones, computers, tablets, game consoles, and drones 7 days a week. Give them a call today at 334-777-1234 or visit them online at xirepair.com.
We take certain things in life for granted, like our posture and balance. Wouldn't you like to stand and walk like you used to? Physical Therapy and Balance Centers right off I-65 in Prattville is the area's most advanced therapy center. Dawn Sexton and her PTA, Nancy Alexander, have been working with patients in the River Region for years. Regain your physical confidence using their state-of-the-art solo step track and Virtualis virtual reality rehab. Call for a free balance test today, 334-595-9990. Physical Therapy and Balance Centers in Prattville.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.